should have made me Prime Minister, Marie. I'd have driven rock-hard bargains for all the garters and ribbons and peerages these pathetic men slaver after. I'd have done the dirty work, dug up real power, and then, oh, done such things.
You but deliberately disobeyed me.
I am not a child to obey or disobey.
But you claim you want the coalition to succeed.
So do you, but your stubbornness over Drought's ships
don't
is destroying
it. Change the subject. Did I achieve anything?
You carried on the Queen's government.
Is that all?
You held chaos back. You maintained stability and the country prospered a little because of that. And I think I helped you.
The Palaces, dramatised by Sharon Oakes, based on the novels by Anthony Trollope.
I remember when Mary, my daughter, was a little girl, reading her a Hans Christian Andersen fairy tale about a vain ballerina who so coveted her red dancing shoes she'd never take them off. Her punishment was to spin and whirl alongside the living without ever taking part. Had I been so vain, so foolish, that in death I'd been dealt the same fate? Catching glimpses of my life between flourishes and rotations, but never able to reach out and touch them, or take them in my grasp. The machinations of government may have been over for myself and Planty, but if you remember, we had two children. Silverbridge, known as Silver to his friends, and Mary. And though they were kept in the background under the care of tutors and governesses while I helped Planty pursue his political career, they were now all grown up and couldn't be ignored.
Hurry up, Silver!
The Dean will kill you, you know!
Not if I don't get caught.
Hey, you've missed a bit.
Lenny da Vinci couldn't do better.
Who's that?
My hydrangea! Lord Palliser!
Junior, our son and heir, known to all who love him as Silverbridge or Silver. After Silverbridge, the borough his father held when he was a Liberal MP, showing the world that the Pallisers were still very much alive and kicking, even if it was only out of a shrub.
Nudge as much as you like, Flirt, but no more treats.
You've spoilt her.
And this is our daughter, Mary, a grave, solemn child who had grown into a grave, solemn young woman.
I sometimes wonder if you like horses better than people.
That's because they're superior to most of them. Oh, I do miss our old life. If only something interesting would happen again.
Mama! Mary! Mama!
Silver, why are you home during term time?
And it did. Just not quite what I'd had in mind.
Sent down from Oxford for painting the Dean's house red?
He came back before I finished.
It's not funny. You've disfigured an ancient building, despoiled a man's home, disgraced yourself and the family's honour.
Oh, Planty, stop. Anyone would think our son had blown up the Houses of Parliament, not been part of a silly prank.
The others got off.
Do you think being a lord entitles you to do what you want?
No.
Then what does it mean?
Well, clubs are always keen to have you as a member.
No. It means responsibility. Setting an example. Showing respect and a certain sort of humility towards others, qualities you show no signs of possessing.
I'll promise the Dean to work jolly hard if he'll take me back.
You can forget Oxford. From now on, I forbid any further contact with your fellow degenerates.
What?
We're going on a tour of Europe.
And so we travelled through Europe and ended up in Venice at the height of the summer. Wasn't it Goethe who said, see Naples and die? I hope the same doesn't apply to the floating city.
Silver has been gone a long time.
Well, I hope he comes soon. Oh, the smell's even worse in this heat.
The view's beautiful from here. And anyway, it's not so bad.
Well, I for one can't wait to get home to England. I'm sick of smells, and I'm even sicker of churches and statues.
Mama? Mary? Look who I bumped into.
But it looked as though we were about to receive a welcome distraction.
Frank Tregear, my friend from Eton and Oxford. He's visiting Venice for 2 weeks.
How very fortunate. Pleased to meet you.
Enchanted. What a beautiful view of the Grand Canal. And, if I may be permitted, rivaled only by yourself.
Which should have made me cringe, but I'd been short of compliments on our travels, as Planty only ever expressed admiration for Madonnas and angels.
Oh. Now, Mr. Tregear, if you expect to be taken seriously, you'll need to come up with a less impressive comparison than that.
I only say what I see before me. Well, this other person before you is my sister, Mary.
How do you do?
We'd better be off. Tregear needs to unpack.
Well, I hope you'll join us for dinner.
That would be lovely. Mm. Thank you.
You look much happier, Mama.
Hmm. The tide must be changing. The air suddenly feels much fresher.
So, Mr. Tregear, what are your plans while you're in Venice?
I've worked out an itinerary of churches and museums.
Mm. And what better place to see them? 2 weeks is not enough. You must stay longer.
Hmm. Mama is quite the connoisseur of statues.
Oh, how marvellous. Do you have a favourite?
There are some splendid examples of horses.
The quadriga in front of the Basilica San Marco, pretty magnificent. Mm.
And what are your plans now you've finished your degree?
He did awfully well. Came out with a first.
Oh, well done.
Thanks. I thought I'd try my hand at politics.
Mm. Can't you persuade my husband to return to the Lords, Mr. Tregear? He pretends to like domes and Dante, but free time on his hands doesn't suit him.
Once you've held the highest office in the land, it must be difficult to take on a minor role.
I haven't ruled out a return completely, Mr. Tregear. I thought it best to spend some time away from Parliament.
Well, it's been wonderful to have the chance to see so many different places, especially Venice.
There's going to be a full moon tonight. Have you been on the canal in the moonlight, Mary?
No. Sounds heavenly.
We should hire a gondola.
We'll leave you young people to it.
Speak for yourself. I'd like to see Venice under the stars.
Are you sure that's wise? It can be very damp out on water.
I'll make sure the Duchess is well taken care of.
And then I remembered who Tregear reminded me of. Burgo Fitzgerald. The charming, good-for-nothing I almost eloped with 20 years ago.
Everything's so beautiful. The light dancing on the water, and the windows and lamps all lit up.
It's lovely. This light suits you, Mary. And you, Duchess.
Oh, hides my wrinkles, you mean.
No, you look like a spirit of the mist. Oh,
you sound like a poet.
There's much to inspire me.
Oh, leave off. She's my martrick here.
I thought Tregear looked at me as if he could see some unearthly beauty. But then he turned to Mary, and his eyes became wide as the moon, and I realised I had become invisible.
By the way, you were looking at my sister. I can see you found more to admire in Venice than the domes of St. Mark's Basilica.
She's very beautiful, but that's not what drew me to her.
Oh, yes?
Don't be such an oaf. No, we seem to like a lot of the same things. Mm.
I hope if I meet someone, she's as agreeable as Mary.
Have you got anyone in mind?
Not really. What about you?
I did get close to Mabel Grex. We were quite serious, actually.
Mabel? Well, I'll be blown. She kept that quiet, and so did you.
Threw me over a few months ago. Probably just as well. Living with Mabel, like trying to find somewhere comfortable to sit in a wasp's nest. I like a girl to be gentle and sympathetic.
Same here. But can you afford to marry? I thought your pa was short of crinkle.
I get 400 a year, and my father says he can spare enough to secure me a seat.
Oh, Parliament sounds damnably dull, if you ask me. Pa was forever rattling on about reforms and land rights. As if anyone cares.
Well, someone has to.
I hope he doesn't try and persuade me to get elected.
The last thing government needs is another half-baked aristocrat.
Oh, that's a bit off.
Why is it? Give people who want the job the chance to get elected.
Good luck to them.
What will you do if you don't stand?
I'm looking at buying a racehorse with Tifto. Build up a stable.
Tifto? Are you mad?
There's not a man in England knows horses better than him. Anyway, it has to be better than dusty old politicians droning on for hours on end. I don't know why my father spent so much time in Parliament when he could have been out hunting or fishing.
A heart noblesse oblige.
Now you know I flunked Latin.
It's French. It means nobility obligates.
Does it now?
Your father professes to side with the poor who'd like nothing better than to topple you.
That'll never happen.
Give people the idea they're all equal and we'll end up with communism.
Yes, and how can we stop it?
Oh, Cora. I thought you might have breakfasted in bed after your late night.
I'm fresh as a daisy.
Oh, you don't sound it.
Did you enjoy your walk?
There's nothing like an early morning stroll before the city gets too crowded.
Shall I order you breakfast?
I'll wait for Mary and Silver.
And Mr. Tregear arranged a surprise trip to Verona for them.
Verona?
I doubt they'll be back till dinner.
Mary shouldn't be without a chaperone.
Silver is with her. And anyway, don't our children deserve some fun after months traipsing around after us?
They aren't children. Mary's nearly of age. I don't want her head turned by some penniless charmer.
Oh, if by that you mean Mr. Tregear, I think you're doing him a great injustice. He's a gentleman.
Gondolas in the moonlight? Verona?
Popular tourist attractions.
Don't you think you've been taken in by enough handsome young men?
Oh. Now I see what all this is about. Burgo Fitzgerald. You're jealous.
I was thinking of Lopez.
Tregear's nothing like either of them. He got a first from Oxford.
It just makes him cleverer at making pretty speeches.
Oh, you really are jealous, aren't you?
I'm sorry, I shouldn't have upset you. We must get you to bed at once and call for a doctor.
Perhaps this is the moment I meet my premature end. Venice, city of masks and mirrors and mortality. Awfully romantic.
Oh, Mama, how can I bear it?
I'll miss her so much. She was so gentle and sweet.
No, not yet. That morning we'd received two significant letters. One was to say my faithful old horse Flirt had succumbed to colic.
I wish we'd never come away. Poor Flirt.
Oh, I'm so sorry, my dear. The groom says she wasn't in pain.
Well, I want to see where she's buried.
The other was addressed to Plantagenet.
I've had a letter from Drought. He says the government's in a mess. It's going to be another coalition.
Oh.
He'd like me to lend my support to the party. I was going to refuse.
No. No. Don't you dare. Hmm? I'll ask the maids to start packing.
I don't suppose these lace fans we bought in Verona will be of much use in England.
We'll be back in galoshes and oilskins.
I'll keep them in a drawer and take them out whenever I want to remember Venice.
Holds a special place in your heart?
I'll never forget it.
Or Mr. Tregear.
Oh, Mama, he is splendid, don't you think?
He is a fine young man. I like him very much. And what about him? Has he said anything to you?
No.
Then why are you blushing?
Oh, it's no good. I'm sure Father won't think Frank is grand enough.
Or dull or ugly enough.
This is the 1880s. Surely a woman should be allowed to decide what she does with her life.
Everyone deserves to be free to do what they want, Mary.
I'm so glad you think that too.
Then promise me that when you marry, you will marry for love.
I promise.
Perhaps better advice would have been, it takes time to know what love really means.
It's not often you find a place where you can be alone in Venice.
It's so peaceful. I wish I didn't have to go back home.
I wish you didn't have to go too.
When do you return to England?
6 weeks. I'm hiking in Switzerland after the Dolomites.
How lovely.
Yes, that's what I thought when I was making my plans, but now I'm not so sure.
Oh?
Everything will seem so dull and ordinary without you. Mary.
Yes?
I think...
Here you are. Crikey, it's hot.
I'm sweating buckets. Anyone fancy a gelato?
And so we returned to England and the rain.
These grounds.
Don't see why we couldn't have waited till it brightened up. I don't recognise that horse. Oh, what a beauty. Am I dreaming? A Lipizzana stallion. It is, it's a Lipizzana stallion.
Well, you admired them so much when we were in the Austrian court.
Oh, plenty come here. Oh, thank you.
guilty about you having to leave Flirt for so long. He reminded me of you.
Well, the flaring nostrils and bony knees.
I wish I hadn't said that. When Paul Planty was making so much effort to give shape to his love.
His wild spirit. Have you got bony knees?
Not as bony as yours. What's his stud name?
Favour is Saturn. Mm,
that won't do. Bony knees. Bonaparte. I'll call him Bonaparte. No. The Napoleon suits him better.
Napoleon? Revolutionary?
And a lover. Aren't I your Josephine?
And so I redeemed myself. But there was someone else Planty hoped had been redeemed.
Well, sir, now we're home, we need to decide what next for you.
Mama's asked me to help her train Napoleon. Must say, Father, he's a splendid horse. You've got a good eye.
I was thinking about your future career. It would please me to see you stand as a Member for Parliament.
I'm not sure I'm cut out for politics. I think I'd make rather an ass of myself.
I've struggled with the thought of taking my seat back at the House, but I have reminded myself it's my duty to help my country as best I can. And I would like you to take up the same mantle.
I'd need to get elected first.
My old seat of Silverbridge should become vacant before too long, and I doubt you'd have much of a contest.
Silverbridge for Silverbridge.
Has a certain elan.
I'll do what I can to prepare myself.
That's what I like to hear. The electorate, like a man who's married, wife and family, settles him down. Have you, you met anyone yet?
Can't say as I have.
Well, it might be an idea to start looking around.
Mabel Grex is a good sport.
She's a fine young woman. Yeah, you could do worse.
Now, who have I left out?
I hope you aren't tiring yourself organising parties when you've hardly had a chance to unpack.
Oh, Marie, don't fuss. You're as bad as Planty. We need to show the world that the Pallisers are back and ready to fight on.
Europe certainly revived your spirits. And what about Mary's debutante ball?
That may not happen.
Why is that?
Silver's friend, Mr. Tregear, paid us a visit while we were in Venice. He and Mary were very taken with each other.
Mister?
Oh, he may not have a title, but he's from a good family, just not a wealthy one.
Oh, and this young man would still have fallen in love with Mary if she'd been a flower seller.
Oh, don't be such a cynic. Well, he'll be back soon, so you'll be able to judge for yourself. But Mr. Tregear had already returned to England.
Come along, Mabel, keep up.
Oh, come. Oh, I give in. How am I supposed to keep up with you when you've been walking in the mountains for weeks on end?
He was with Lady Mabel Grex, one of the most celebrated beauties in England, and one of the poorest.
Well, you look well enough.
Oh, must be the fresh air. We've only got one gardener now. I've been helping him, or this place will run as wild as Grex's house.
I heard your father and Percival had a big win at the table.
I managed to lose it, and a few thousand more. But I hear your fortunes are looking up.
What do you mean?
I heard you and Mary Palliser were getting pretty close when you were in Venice.
You said I should forget about you and find someone else.
Surely you could have hidden away weeping and sighing over my lock of hair for a few months longer.
I wasn't being false. It was you who said it was impossible to marry without money.
You could have taken up a profession. Shown you were looking for a way to earn money and support us instead of fleeing to Italy.
What as? I haven't the mind for a doctor. The law is grimy, and I can't imagine you as a curate's wife cooking up bone broth for toothless old parishioners.
But you'd love being a curate. All those lonely spinsters sighing over you in church. You'd lap it up.
If I'm going to marry, I want a wife who's kind.
Like sweet Mary Palliser?
Yes, like Mary Palliser. A man could find peace with her.
And a very comfortable living.
I'm glad I came. You've reminded me of why we'd never do together. It's Mary I love, not her money. I'm going to ask her to marry me.
So why are you here?
Dandy boy's running well.
This fuchsia is supposed to be over 100 years old. It must have seen a few dukes in its time.
Even managed to survive me. Chasing round with my hoop and stick.
You were a very noisy child. It felt deathly when you went away to school.
You were always busy, Mama.
What did I miss? Would I have been a better mother if I'd known I was going to die so young? But none of us lives our lives thinking our next breath will be our last. Maybe we should.
What have you been up to since we got back?
I've arranged to look at a racehorse next week. If he's as good as they say, I'm going to buy a share in him.
I hope you found time to study politics.
Oh, I have. Frank Tregear's been helping me.
Oh, good. Your father will be delighted.
The thing is...
Well?
I'll be standing as a...
Conservative?
Yes, a lot of chaps are now.
And that's the reason you've changed allegiance?
I like what they stand for.
You've never shown an ounce of interest in politics, so how can you have any firm political conviction about anything?
Well, sir, I think I have. I've got my own ideas. We've got to protect our position as well as we can against the radicals and communists.
Our position?
Our class. We are so few and they are so many.
That isn't very enlightened, my boy. Can I ask you to give your new convictions some further consideration before you stand? Oblige me by reading this. John Stuart Mill on Liberty.
Oh, that. I've already read it. Frank Tregear said I should.
Mr. Tregear seems to have a great deal of influence over you.
He makes a lot of sense.
You mean you have come here to tell me that you've turned your back on years of family tradition and honour, on all the learned and distinguished men that have been visitors to this house on the strength of a few conversations with Frank Tregear? An upstart and a nobody?
Frank's father is a respectable country squire, and he'll be in Parliament himself soon. And Silverbridge elected a Conservative last time.
Oh, what a mistake that was.
Silver, feeling somewhat wounded, decided to visit Mabel Grex to see if she was as good a sport as he thought.
Oh, poor Silver. I can tell you're upset. Your stammer's got worse. But you still have lovely hair.
Get off. It took me an age to get it to lie straight.
Nothing could mar your perfection. It is most unfair. You have everything. Beauty and money, whereas I have beauty and an empty purse.
Isn't there anything left?
Percival lost a fortune to a young lord at cards. Oh. I had to sign over what was left of my inheritance to pay the debt. There's nothing for it. I'll have to marry for money.
Well, you could do worse than me.
You're very chivalrous, but it won't do. You're too young.
I'm only 2 weeks younger than you.
But it may as well have been 20 years. Circumstance had made her wise beyond her years, and she had a powerful nature. She could never love Silver the way he deserved to be loved, as an equal.
I suppose you don't like me well enough.
Oh. No, my lord, I don't.
Oh, thanks.
Well, what do you expect if you ask such questions? But you are terribly generous and kind and handsome.
Does that mean I have reason to hope you could change your mind?
Oh, you know what feather brains we ladies are. Never rule anything out. Why don't you come back and see me again in a few weeks' time?
She might be overestimating her powers of attraction.
What do you think?
This chestnut looks in fine fettle. Good muscles.
Yeah, but look at his legs. Too thin. Won't hold his weight.
Suppose they are a bit spindly.
Yeah. Oh, shoot. Steady, old chap.
I don't know what you've got, but animals just seem to trust you.
I'm not scared of them. There's always a reason why a dog bites or a horse kicks, and it's usually the fault of a human.
Major Tifto's instinct for hounds and horses had, in Silver's eyes, outweighed the indeterminate nature of his age and history.
The beast I want you to see is tethered up in the training ring. What do you think?
Magnificent. What a coat.
You won't see one finer. I'll take him for a walk. You can see how he performs.
He's got swagger.
Just wait till you see him trot.
Great stride. And he looks relaxed.
Convinced?
Absolutely.
Shake on it. Partners. We should give him a name. What about Prime Minister? This horse is going to be as important as your governor was.
Mm. Mm. I'm off to the house. I'll only be gone a few days.
Mm. Well, why don't you see Silver while you're in town?
I think that will be as unpalatable to him as it is to me.
Oh, you need to build bridges. The longer you oppose him, the more you'll push him away. Is that what you really want?
He has betrayed this family.
No, your ancestors couldn't have cared less if a pig ruled Parliament. At least your son has made a stance.
If it was his own, I'd accept his decision, but he's just aping his friend to gear.
Sons cut their mother's apron strings and tug their father's beards. He's just finding his own feet.
He's too easily led.
And if he feels you're trusting him to make his own decisions, he'll soon be back in the fold.
This is the central lobby.
I was touched to discover Plenty had taken my advice and invited Silver to Parliament.
It must have seen some figures in its time.
Yes, we come and go, and others will follow us, and then you could soon be one of them.
You think so?
There are a couple of parliamentary vacancies coming up. I think now is the right time to prepare your campaign.
Even as a Conservative?
Even as a Conservative.
Well done, Plenty. Compromise and respect work just as well on Sons as they do in Parliament.
The most important thing is that you're serious about your role and will give it proper attention.
You're a brick, sir. I hate to go against you. I really do.
Let's hear no more about it. Now, as to winning over the electorate, have you thought any more about marriage?
Well, as it happens, I've spoken to Lady Mabel Grex. She's not actually said yes. In fact, she made rather a joke of my offer. But she did say to go back and see her again.
Sounds to me like she wants you to win her over. Well, I wouldn't leave it too long before you pay her another visit.
Since when was Plenty an expert on the rules of courtship?
Silver has come back with me. He's on his way in.
Oh, that's made up for my tedious day, and you are looking very pleased with yourself.
He's told me he's in the process of asking Mabel Grex to be his wife.
Mabel?
The Grexes are a very old family.
She's not right for him. He'll end up henpecked and browbeaten.
Oh, Cora, please. I'll go and get changed. Keep your mother company while I get tidied up.
Mama.
Come and sit next to me and tell me what's this I hear about you and Mabel Grex.
Well, I've sort of asked her to...
Well, I hope it never happens. She'll never love you. Not the way you deserve to be loved.
I thought you liked her.
I do. I just don't think you should marry her.
Your father thinks I should.
Your father thinks having a wife keeps a man at home and out of trouble. But we all know that isn't always the case. You're young. You should look around and wait for the right person to come along. And she will. I promise you.
So, the Prime Minister's looking good for the Derby?
I bet my life on him.
You're doing a damn good job. I owe you. I'm tied up with these elections in Barsetshire over the next few weeks.
Well, I could come along and lend a hand. I've heard there's a nice little stables near Hogglestock. Mm. We could take a look while we're there.
Mm. I don't think this is meant to be a jamboree.
Oh, come on, Tregear. I'm the only candidate. All I need to do is turn up.
Still need to make a good impression.
Oh, no need to worry about that. I know how to talk to fellows. Comes from being in the army.
Yes. Remind me of your campaign.
The Crimea.
Regiment...
Hussars.
There were a number of those, I believe.
Well, I say, hang on, let's not start another war. Tifto's a brave fellow. Anyone can see that.
Thank you, my lord.
But Tregear's got a point. It's an election, not a racing day. Probably better you keep away.
And so, it was just Tregear and Silver at the hustings.
Welcome to Silverbridge, Lord Silverbridge. Apologies for the meanness of our hospitality.
I run a very good inn, thank you very much.
It's very pleasant. Thank you for accommodating us.
Silver was surrounded by men of great importance, all very keen to meet their new candidate.
And the ale's jolly good. I'll have another.
Ah, now this is the sort I like, a man of the people.
For myself, I am quite willing to withdraw as a candidate for the advantage of having your father's son as our representative.
Who? Oh, yes, me, of course. I thought you gave it up because there was hardly a footing for a Liberal.
The borough was always Liberal till the last election.
As your lordship is among us, the borough is anxious to sink politics altogether for the moment.
And it was in compliance with that wish on the
part of the borough, my lord, I conceived it to be my duty to give way.
You did?
His lordship read your letters most diligently on that matter, didn't you, Lord Silverbridge?
Of course.
And is aware how much he owes to Mr. de Bon for stepping down in favour of Lord Silverbridge.
Honoured and very grateful. And everyone knows I'm a Conservative.
We respect your lordship's views, such as they are.
Indeed. I believe that order and all that sort of thing should be maintained.
Hear, hear.
Thank you, landlord.
By the end of the day, Silver had received all the necessary nominations he needed to stand for election to Parliament and returned a week later for the election.
Lord Silverbridge! The new Member of Parliament for Silverbridge!
There was no reason to wish him electoral success, as there was no one to stand against him. Conservative or Liberal, I thought Silver made a pretty good show of himself. It was a shame his father didn't attend. He might have been proud of him.
Well done, sir.
A Member of Parliament. Oh, so proud of you, you clever boy.
I was the only candidate, Ma.
You wouldn't have been elected if they didn't like the look of you.
We'll have a party. Invite all of London to meet the new Member of Parliament for Silverbridge. Lord Silverbridge.
Father's right. It does have a ring to it.
Perhaps arrange a modest celebration, then. And with due diligence and application, you could soon be looking for office.
Oh, let him get his feet under the table first.
Have you spoken any more to Lady Mabel?
No, but she said she's coming to watch me play cricket.
Hopefully it'll just be a shower and the match will be back on.
I hope so. We're well ahead.
I doubt this tent can hold off too much rain.
You're shivering, Mary. Would you like my jumper over your shoulders?
Oh, no. You keep it. All that running will have made you hot. You don't want to catch a chill.
I'm sure your generosity is enough to warm any girl's heart, Frank.
Where's Silver?
It looks like he's forsaken us.
Where? Ah, yes. He's deep in conversation with a young lady.
That's the American girl, Isabel Boncassen.
Oh, she's very beautiful.
Her father's some kind of scholar come to study in the British Library, not sure what.
Peers of the realm, perhaps.
Her grandfather was a docker, apparently.
Where did they get their money?
Where do you think? Property.
And I suppose that must be her mother. Have you seen the size of her hat?
Mabel, if we were visitors in a foreign country, we probably wouldn't know what to wear to a local cricket match.
How long are you planning to be in England?
I'm not sure. A few months at least.
You'll need longer than that. There are some lovely places to visit.
I believe so. I'd like to go to Cumbria. I'm a great fan of William Wordsworth.
Wordsworth? Didn't he write the Ancient Mariner?
That was Coleridge.
Oh.
But they were great friends. That's probably how you got them mixed up. Do you like poetry?
Well, I don't mind the odd ditty.
I was thinking more of odes and sonnets.
You must think I'm the most awful dunce.
Perhaps you just need educating.
I think my brother's forgotten us. Does anyone want a cup of tea?
Ah, I'll go.
Mary is perfectly capable of balancing a few cups and saucers.
I'll do my best not to spill any.
And anyway, I want a word. Has Silver said anything to you about me?
Like what?
Like he virtually offered to marry me.
No. Did you accept?
I didn't give him a definite answer. I told him to come back and try again.
Having him as a friend is one thing, but, marriage.
I could come to love him.
I suppose you think his money will make up for anything you find lacking.
I'm almost tempted to say ditto.
Well, don't. And if you don't want to lose your chance with Sylvie, you'd better hurry up and say yes to him before the American beauty gets her claws into him.
And it wouldn't bother you? Seeing me married to your best friend?
By the look on his face, it probably would.
Hard luck, Silver.
Oh, bit of a thick edge.
Yeah, I can see your mind was out of it.
You still did brilliantly.
Come and sit with me and your sister. See if we can't console you.
Thanks. I'll just help myself to lemonade.
Sit down and let me wait on you.
I'll go. I want to see if there are any sandwiches left.
But I think you'll realise that wasn't his only motivation for going to the tea table. And I suspect Mabel also had her suspicions.
Bravo, Lord Silverbridge. 23 runs. I'm told that's a good score.
Thank you, Miss Boncassen. I would have done better, but my mind wasn't fully on the game.
Probably because she seems to have sent his head into a spin.
Then you'll have to improve your powers of concentration.
Perhaps you could help me.
I don't see how.
Well, poetry, something to make me think. What would you recommend?
There's a very good collection in the British Library.
I wouldn't know where to begin. Perhaps you could read some to me.
Are you sure you wouldn't be bored?
Oh, not if you were reading. I mean, you'd be bound to choose something good, knowing so much about it.
I could go to the library with you, help you choose something.
Wonderful.
I can hardly believe my ears. Silver in a library.
Shall I ask your father for permission?
He allows me to make my own decisions. I can go where I like.
Oh, really?
You look as if you don't approve.
No, why not? It's good. He sounds an interesting fellow. Why don't you bring him and your mother for tea?
Although Mabel couldn't hear their conversation, she could see it wasn't about the vagaries of English weather, and summoned herself to battle a storm.
Silver! My dear, there you are. You look worn out. Your cheek's quite clammy. Why don't you sit down and I'll bring you a drink?
Isabel, this is...
Lady Mabel Greggs. Pleased to meet you.
And I you. If you'll excuse me, I'll go see how my mother is.
Her accent's quite tolerable for an American. Barely any twang.
On the contrary, she has a very melodic rhythm to her voice and is very pleasant to listen to.
Clearly. You were talking to her for long enough.
It makes a change to have a conversation with someone who doesn't laugh at you.
Surely someone who can stand up to a cricket ball can withstand my teasing. Why don't you visit me again soon, and I'll see if I can't make my words sweeter.
Do you think we ought to go back and join the others?
Not yet. We so rarely get a chance to be together. I wish Father liked you as I do.
I hate it. I hate being apart from you.
I hate it too. Father wants us to go back to the country at the end of the week. I don't know when I'll be able to see you after that.
We have to find a way.
How?
Marry me. I love you.
I love you. You're so very, very much. But Father will never allow it.
We'll make him come around.
Mama made me promise I'd marry for love. So yes. Yes, I will marry you.
She'll make everything right. But say nothing to anyone but her for now.
Mary? Mabel's looking for you.
We'd better go back.
Not you. I need a word. It won't work. It'd be better to give her up now.
Why should I?
Oh, come on, Frank. You can't be all that serious. It's not so long ago you said you'd been keen on Mabel.
This is different. I realise now what I felt for Mabel was just youthful infatuation. I love your sister.
Would you have loved Mabel more if she'd had money?
I find that most offensive.
I had to ask.
Well, it was pretty low.
I'm sorry, but my father is noble, and he'll want Mary to marry a nobleman.
It's Mary's life, not his.
I can't say I envy you telling him, especially if he thinks you've been going behind his back.
Mary's going to speak to your mother first. I'll thank you not to say anything till the moment's right.
I wouldn't take too long. The sooner he knows, the better.
Oh, Mary, dear, what a miserable day. Well, it doesn't look as though it's dampened your spirits. What's put that sparkle in your eyes?
Oh, Mama, Mr. Tregear, Frank, he proposed to me. And I said yes.
Oh, Mary, my love, come and give me a hug. Oh, I'm delighted. I'm not sure your father will be.
If Frank gets a seat in Parliament, he's bound to regard him more favourably.
That could be a while. You leave it with me. Give me a chance to get him used to the idea.
I won't give him up. I'd rather die.
Oh, well, hopefully it won't come to that. If only I could hold her once more. Tell her how proud I am of the woman she'd become. If only I'd spent more time playing with her when she was a little girl. I didn't mind reading the odd book if I was home at bedtime, but when Nanny brought her down before tea, my mind was always on who was sat next to who at dinner. Her kind brother played dolls' houses with her, and even planned he would play at tea parties, if he could spare the time. He loved his son, but his daughter had stolen his heart. They say you can never get time back, and it's true. But at least now I could help her marry the man she loved. Or at least I thought I could.
My little girl, getting all grown up. I do hope you realise you've denied me the pleasures of matchmaking now. Oh, just have to do with arranging weddings.
Weddings?
Your father says that Silver is hoping to marry Lady Mabel Grex. Though if he's so keen on her, why has he invited some American girl for tea?
Oh, Miss Boncassen. Well, she attracted a lot of attention at the cricket match. She's very pretty.
Is she indeed?
Oh, give my excuses to the Boncassens. I have some letters I need to attend.
Oh, Father, please stay. You're like Mr. Boncassen. He's awfully clever.
At least say hello.
Oh, very well. Mr. and Mrs. Boncassen.
Oh, thank you, Thomas. Do come in. This is my daughter, Mary, and this is the Duke, my husband.
Oh, how do you do?
No need to curtsy, Mrs. Boncassen. Glad you could join us.
Thank you for inviting us to a fine house. And this is my daughter, Isabel.
Your Grace. May I ask, is that a painting by John Constable over there?
It is. It's one of my favourites, in fact.
Mine too. I very much like the way he depicts scenes of ordinary life.
So do I. His work shows such affection for his surroundings. Would you like to take a closer look?
Please. Father, I think you'll be interested.
I am, and I can't help notice you have a marvellous collection of books. Have I spotted some first editions?
You have, sir. Perhaps you'd like to see my library. What about you, Mrs. Boncassen?
I'd love to.
Oh, this way.
Well, looks as though we'll have to amuse ourselves.
I hope they won't be long. Regrettably, I need to go to the Commons later.
Oh, but aren't you a lord?
Eldest sons of dukes are still commoners in the eyes of the law.
Oh, so does that mean you're common, Duchess?
It's true what Mabel said. The mother is a fright.
I'm sure she didn't intend to offend you. The English class system is very confusing.
Well, I hope Silver isn't getting ideas about the daughter.
Sounds like Planty was as smitten by her as everyone else in London seems to be.
He spoke more to her in 10 minutes than he has to me in 10 years.
Perhaps she was making an effort to fit in. It's not always easy being an outsider.
Marie, you are not an outsider, but an American. Planty will never countenance it.
And what about Mr. Tregear?
Things have gone even further. He's asked Mary to marry him, and she's said yes.
Oh, dear.
He wants it kept a secret for now. I just need to find a way to get Planty used to the idea.
Shouldn't Mr. Tregear be the one to speak to him?
I'll bid you good night. You'll probably be asleep by the time I come up.
Well, can't you sit with me for a while?
Well, I'll be dull company.
Oh, go then. Don't let me keep you from your pamphlets and papers.
I'm always here if you need me.
I know. Look at us. Who'd have thought it, sitting here like an old Darby and Joan?
Darby and Joan? I think we've got at least another 30 years before we're as ancient as them. Well, you'll never look old in my eyes. You'll always be my merry-eyed girl. Look how little your hand is in mine.
I've never taken off the ring you first gave me. Do you remember?
Of course I do.
Be sure to give it to the next Duchess. Whatever made me say that?
I hope it'll remain on your finger for a very long time.
Poor Planty. Perhaps it's a good thing we don't know what the future holds for us. Planty.
Yes, my dear?
There's something we need to talk about.
Has something happened?
Nothing to be worried about, but...
A letter has been delivered by courier, sir, and needs your signature.
Can't it wait?
No, let me see. Oh, really? What next? Ask Lord Silverbridge to meet me in my study. Immediately.
Yes, Your Grace.
I got carried away. It was stupid, but to be fair, all my friends have a flutter.
I don't call £4,000 a flutter. It's sheer recklessness. And recklessness will become the master of you.
I'd never put you and Mama through that.
Idle time looks for distraction. You have a position in Parliament now. Use it well. Serve others. And let that be your purpose and fulfilment in life.
I intend to sit in the House as often as I can. And I promise I'll never gamble again. Ever.
I like to believe that I can take you at your word. I will settle the debt.
However can I pay you back?
Marry Lady Mabel Grex. Settle down. Have you got any further with her yet?
Tregear's coming tomorrow for a couple of days with a few other fellows. I'll go and see her after that.
Tregear?
I'll talk to Lady Mabel as soon as I get back to London.
But in the meantime, Lady Mabel was paying a visit herself.
Lady Mabel, what a pleasant surprise.
I thought I'd call in person to thank you for inviting me to your ball.
I hope you can make it. I'm looking forward to it.
Really, how generous of a visitor to England to entertain society on so grand a scale.
I don't want to seem presumptuous. We're used to entertaining back home, and, well, I miss being around my friends.
Of course. But at least you seem free to go where you want. And you have your parents with you?
Yes. Forgive me if I'm prying. I don't mean to. But you often seem alone.
My mother died when I was very young, and my father doesn't much care where I am or where I go.
I'm very sorry. I'm lucky. I know you and your acquaintances may think my mother very homely, but she's a warm and loving person.
I apologize if some of us have seemed unfriendly, Miss Boncassen.
Please, call me Isabel.
Such a pretty name. Not like Mabel. Silver always calls me Mab.
You and he are great friends.
Yes. We've known each other for years. Everyone thinks we ought to marry, including Silver.
You're a good match.
We're more than that, I think.
I see. I can reassure you that I'm not interested in finding a husband in England. We have plenty of fine fellows at home.
I think you're probably far too clever for most of the eligible bachelors in London.
I must confess, most of them aren't quite as rugged as I like.
Chinless and infantile, you mean?
I was going to be a little more flattering, but as they are your countrymen, you may say what you like.
I'm glad I came. I hope we can get to know each other better while you're in England.
Keep your enemies close. It will be interesting to see how they get on at the ball.
Stop it! No, you didn't.
I absolutely did.
Do you think that's wise? Your father could be along at any moment.
Oh, we're just holding hands, Mama.
And we've a clear view of the house from here. Have you had a chance to speak with His Grace?
I tried, but then he got news of Silver. I warn you, he's not in the best of moods, and he's not looking forward to the Boncassen ball.
Oh, I'm sure he'll enjoy talking to Mr. Boncassen.
True. What will we do till then?
Silver suggested taking the horses out for a race. He's invited a few fellows to join us.
Well, I haven't given Napoleon a good blowout for a while. I'll get him saddled up. Oh, good boy.
Why don't you leave the racing to the young men?
We can beat them any day, can't we, Napoleon?
I don't think any of us stands a chance against a horse like that. He's a beauty.
Please, don't make me regret buying him.
And what's a horse for, if not for riding? Look at him, he's raring to go.
That's what I worried about.
Don't, I know what I'm doing.
What was I trying to prove? That I was still 19? Was seeking thrills worth risking my neck?
I can do better than this! Come on, Napoleon!
Watch out for the hedge! Oh.
Look out, boy, too close!
Make him swerve!
I can't, he's too strong!
I dug my knees hard against his side as I tried to hang on to him. His muscles tensed beneath me, and I felt him gather himself to leap.
No! Not yet! I can't hold on!
I've got you! Hang on!
No, you can let go, I'm all right, thank you. Thank you!
Watch out, we're not far behind!
We'll see about that. Come on, Napoleon. Don't let yourself be beaten in Barsetshire! Giddy up, come on, boy!
Pipped at the post by your son, Duchess. Hard luck, Mama.
Only just. You won't be so lucky next time.
Here, let me help you down. Give me a hand.
Thank you. Watch out. I'm going to jump.
Oh. I'd survived the race and was safe and sound.
Well done, Napoleon. You put up a good fight. Let's get you back to the stables. Johnson, will you take my horse?
Your Grace.
Thank you. I'll come and see him later.
Oh, she's been kicked. Oh. Mama, are you all right?
No.
Get her inside.
I'm perfectly fine. I don't see why I need to be in bed.
You're very badly bruised. The doctor told you to rest.
He's as big a fusspot as you.
Cora, please, for once, listen to advice from people who know more than you do.
No. Mm-hmm. Blanty, there's something I need to tell you. I keep trying, but something always gets in the way.
I
can
wait. I don't want you getting agitated.
And it's important.
Well, nothing is as important to me as your well-being, Cora. Oh. And from now on, I want you to start taking more care of yourself.
Well, there's no point Silver hanging around. Tell him to go to the Boncassens' ball.
Here you are. Why have you been avoiding me all night?
I've been mixing with my guests. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'll go and find Lord Boothby, as he's the next gentleman on my card.
Oh, cross him off. Cross all of them off.
I will not.
Surely you have one dance free?
I have number 20 available, but I'm not sure you deserve it. You don't own me, and I think you're behaving despicably.
What? But why?
Lady Mabel's over there, without a partner. Now let me pass.
Isabel, please, come back.
Silver!
Oh, hello, Mabel.
Hello, Mabel. Is that the best greeting I get from someone who not so long ago was asking me to consider him as a husband?
Well, yes, but that was...
So, you've changed your mind?
Well, but you weren't keen.
I said, come again. And I'm still waiting.
I will.
Well, aren't you at least going to dance with me? Doing? Slow down. This is meant to be a waltz, not a galop. Oh, I'm trying to get closer to Isabel.
No, I'm not. I just haven't got a very good sense of timing.
Isabel?
Yes. We've become friends. And she's dancing with Lord Boothby. And before that, Lord Popplecourt. And before him, Lord Johnson. I expect it won't be long before she's a lady. Oh,
she can do better than them.
And who were you thinking of?
Thanks.
Is that it? Where are you going?
My next dance.
Don't forget to come and see me. Soon.
I won't.
Mabel didn't look entirely convinced. But if I know Mabel, she won't let him get away easily. She can't afford to.
It's my turn.
I thought I said you didn't deserve it. Anyway, I'm tired now.
Please.
What about Mabel?
I've just danced with her.
And now you come to me. You're despicable.
I don't understand.
Mabel told me you asked her to marry you.
Oh, but it wasn't really meant to be serious. Let me explain.
I'm not sure I want to know.
Lord Silverbridge, it's your mother. You need it at home.
Oh, Silver!
Am I too late? She was all right when I left, or I'd never have gone.
She collapsed a few hours ago. They think the kick damaged something. This is not good.
Oh, Father.
My son, glad you're here.
My golden boy and my bonny girl. Look after your father. He'll need you.
Oh, Mama, don't say that. You'll soon be up and making him put on dinner shirts and go to parties he doesn't want.
Don't let him tell you who to marry.
Mama?
Please get your father.
Father?
Oh, Plenty.
Yes, dear?
Don't forget about my ring.
Shave your strength. Try to sleep.
And promise... Promise you'll make sure Mary is well provided for. My inheritance. I want it to go to her.
Shh. I'll make sure she's well looked after.
There's something else. You must allow her...
Cora?
I haven't always been easy, have I? You forgive me.
Cora, please don't leave me.
I'm trying to hold on. But my hands are too small. When I was a little girl, I fell into a river in the mountains of Scotland. The current was strong, but my father ran to rocks ahead and laid down, ready to reach out and catch me before I was swept downstream. I had a lucky escape, but not this time. This time I was caught unaware by a river that carried me away, that pulled me away from the hands of a man I had come to love. And I had no strength left, nothing to hold on to or to fight my way back to home ground. That is what it felt like. That is what it feels like to die. But I'll stay with you and finish my story to the end.
Cora was played by Jessica Raine. Plantagenet, Tim McMullen. And Silverbridge, Will Kirk. Mary was Laura Christie. Isabel, Juliana Jennings. Marie, Melody Grove. And Lady Mabel, Annika Rose. Tregear was played by Prasanna Puwanaraja. Tifto by Sam Dale. Mr. Boncassen, Neil McCall. And Mrs. Boncassen, Jessica Turner. Other parts were played by Icky Elias and Greg Jones. The Palaces was dramatised by Sharon Oakes, based on the novels by Anthony Trollope. It was a BBC Radio Drama North production directed by Emma Harding and produced by Gary Brown.